So thanks for being here. I apologize again for the very, very short notice, but as I received a lot of phone calls yesterday afternoon and this morning, we thought it would be a good idea to update you on the Human Rights Council fact-finding mission and to clarify a few points. So let me just introduce you. We didn't have the opportunity before, so let me just introduce you to Ambassador Kwanket Keo. I hope you will forgive me because my Thai accent is not 100%, but I will improve in the next week. So he is the new president of the Human Rights Council. He started in June, 21st of June, and he will be the president for a year until next June. Just before I give him the floor, I brought the press release we issued about 10 days ago with the members of the fact-finding mission. You receive it, but just in case you need it. And the other document is the resolution of the Human Rights Council requesting the president to set up this fact-finding mission. Here you are. Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I appreciate this opportunity to meet with you. Actually, this is my first encounter with the press since I took up the presidency, and I do hope to have another opportunity to meet with you to discuss the work of the Human Rights Council and also the preparation for the ongoing review of the Council, which we have to undertake during the period of my presidency. But today, I'm here to talk first about the developments with regard to the fact-finding mission that has been established by the Council in regard to the incident involving the attacks by Israeli forces against the humanitarian boat convoy, the flotilla. And also, perhaps, to address any questions that you may have with regard to the recent development in New York, because as you know, the Secretary General of the United Nations has also established a panel of inquiry to look into this incident as well. And you may want to sort of, you may have questions as to what is the relationship between what we are doing in the context of the Human Rights Council and what is happening in the context of the efforts by the Secretary General of the United Nations. So first, let me brief you on in regard to the fact-finding mission of the Human Rights Council. The press release is there, but if I could just go back a little bit to give you some background, if you don't mind. As you know, after the incident took place on the 31st of May, the Human Rights Council had an urgent debate on the incident, and subsequently a resolution was passed on 2nd of June. The resolution, in effect, decided that the Council would establish an independent international fact-finding mission to investigate violations or alleged violation of international law, especially international humanitarian and human rights law arising out of the incident. And the resolution on 2nd of June mandated me as president of the Council to set up this fact-finding mission. And so on the basis of resolution, I have set up this fact-finding mission on the 23rd of July. And the fact-finding mission comprised three members who I feel are qualified to undertake this task. The first person is Judge Carl Hudson Phillips, and he comes from Trinidad Tobago, and he's a former judge at the International Criminal Court and a former Minister of Legal Affairs of Trinidad Tobago. The second person is Sir Desmond De Silva. He's from the United Kingdom, and he is a Queen's Counsel and he is the former senior prosecutor for the Special Court of Sierra Leone. And the third person is a lady, her name is Miss Mary Shanti Dairiam. She comes from Malaysia. She's a former member of the Committee on Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, and she's also a current member of the UNDP Gender Equality Task Force. So these are the three members that comprise the fact-finding mission, and they will be arriving here in Geneva over the weekend, and they will be meeting to discuss how to proceed with the task that has been given to them. Now, the time frame is that they would undertake this mission and complete this mission so that they can present a report to the Human Rights Council at the next session, the 15th session in September. So they'll be discussing their plan of action, if you will. I expect that they will be meeting with the parties concerned here in Geneva, the ambassadors of the countries concerned. They will be visiting Turkey. They will be visiting the site where the incident took place. They will be meeting with the Palestinian authorities. And hopefully they will have a meeting with the Israeli authorities as well. So it is my hope that the authorities of Israel will engage positively with this mission, because this mission is not about finger-pointing. This is what I said in the interview earlier. It's about establishing the facts. It's about looking into the legal aspects of what happened, violation of humanitarian human rights law. And so this is the scope of work of this mission. And so this is what I have to report with regard to the latest development concerning the mission, the fact-finding mission. And if there's any question with regard to the fact-finding mission or with regard to what's happening in New York, the establishment of the panel of inquiry and how it relates to what we are doing, I would be happy to answer your questions.
Yeah. Can I just ask you to introduce yourself, as it is the first time the president is meeting you, no? Just, okay, go ahead then, thank you.
You just referred to the Secretary General's mission. Is it not, to say the least, a discourtesy, if not an insult, to the Secretary General for the subsidiary body, the Human Rights Council, to set up a mission to look into exactly the same issues and continue with it, mm-hmm. when the Secretary General has made it very clear that his mission is the prime mission, and with as I said, exactly the same object.
No, I think, first of all, that if you look at the mandate of this mission, and if you look at the mandate as explained by the spokesman in New York yesterday, I think it's not about duplication or overlapping. As I said earlier, the fact-finding mission established by the Human Rights Council will focus on the issue of human rights, violation of humanitarian and human rights law. It will be focusing on the specific incident that took place. It will be looking at the legal aspects of the incident, the legality of the action, and presenting the facts to the Human Rights Council. And after all, I think it's incumbent upon the Human Rights Council as the primary body of the United Nations to look at cases where we believe there have been violations of human rights. And if you look at what the panel of inquiry established by the Secretary will do. First of all, it will look into the facts, it will look into the circumstances and the context of what happened. And second, I think this is important and where the distinction comes in, is that the panel of inquiry will also recommend ways and means of preventing the recurrence of such incident. So I think there's a clear distinction between the two missions, if you will, and the mandates given. And I see these as separate tracks, and this is what we're doing is within the authority of the Human Rights Council. And I think it's a matter of credibility of the Council that when we have this incident, which is perceived as a violation of human rights, then we do have to act. So this is why, as President, I feel very strongly that we have to proceed. And, of course, we welcome what is happening in New York. Hopefully they can focus on the broader mandate that I understand has been given to this panel of inquiry. Hopefully there could be positive cooperation from both Turkey and Israel, because both seem to be ready to engage in the panel of inquiry established by the Secretary General. And all this should, I think, really help us to clarify what happened and perhaps create a positive climate for the peace process.
Frank?
Good morning, Frank Robinson. I've got several questions that perhaps I'll just sort of pick up on some of the things you said just now. You said the Human Rights Council panel will have a narrower mandate than the one country. Does that mean it will not look at the context in which the event happened? And will the Human Rights Council panel establish whether violations of human rights in IHL occurred or not? Mm-hmm. And if so, is that not, in one sense, a form of finger pointing?
Okay. First, I don't want to use the term narrower, because I think that's, the mandate given is clear, and I said it's distinct from the mandate of the panel of inquiry established by the Secretary General.
Did you say that was broader?
Well, of course. Well, they were looking at the broader issues, and as I said, it's broader because we'll be focusing on ways of preventing the recurrence of such incidents in the future. So on that basis, I assume that it's broader. And for this mission, it's about the violation. It's there in the mandate. It's a violation, alleged violation of international law that took place or allegedly took place. Now, I don't know how you view the term finger pointing. For me, this is not, there's no bias. It's about going to the facts and then establishing conclusions based on the fact. Is this not pinpoint? It's about what happened. And we're not going to seek to blame certain parties. We just want to clarify the facts.
Lisa
Schneider, Voice of America. I have a few questions as well. First, Israel has never cooperated with a fact-finding mission given by the Council, and apparently it's not cooperating now. Mm-hmm. Aren't you insulted that it is cooperating with the Secretary General and is sidelining you so overtly? Then I was wondering, so how can you really hope that you will get cooperation from Israel? And now, is there going to be cooperation between your mission and the panelists of the Secretary General's mission? Will you be conferring with each other in any way about what you're doing? And thirdly, how is it possible for the Secretary General's mission not also to be getting into the issue of alleged violations. I mean, it's kind of at the heart of the whole incident, as you call it.
Yes. Well, on the first question of engagement of Israel, when I started the process of forming this mission, I talked with all the ambassadors concerned. Ambassador of Turkey, Judge of Palestine, and Ambassador of Israel. And I tried to impress upon him that Israel should cooperate because this would be a good way of turning things around in the Human Rights Council. And this is about a humanitarian tragedy. And I think Israel has also said that it's in their interest to establish the facts. They have set up a commission. So I think it's the interest of Israel to cooperate with this mission to help establish the facts. Now, that continues to be my position, and I would urge Israel to work with this fact-finding mission of the Human Rights Council, now that it's ready to work with the mission of established by the Secretary General. The panel established by the Secretary General will be also looking into the facts. But perhaps on the basis of the explanation given by the spokesman of the UN yesterday, maybe the way that they'll be looking at the facts will be, the method of work will be a little bit different. The fact-finding mission of the Human Rights Council will be sort of an on-the-ground exercise, as I see it. They will be talking with individuals affected or involved in the incident. They'll be visiting countries. They'll be visiting the site where the incident took place. Whereas the panel of inquiry established by the Secretary General, according to my understanding, and they will be basing their work on reports submitted by the parties concerned, by Turkey and by Israel, and going over these reports, and on the basis of these reports, trying to establish facts, asking additional information, inquiry. So perhaps the approach of the two tracks a little bit different. But in the end, we hope that it will lead to the same objective, which is to establish the facts. And then after that, where do we go? That is something that we have to, first of all, it's something for the Human Rights Council to decide, because once the report is presented to the Council, then the Council will decide what to do further with the report.
May I follow up, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I asked the question whether there's any intention of the two panels to confer with each other. I was wondering whether you, do you know what the deadline is for the Secretary General's report? And then thirdly, why is it that Israel accepted the Secretary General's panel? There's speculation that perhaps it's been pushed into a corner by the diplomatic brouhaha with Turkey. They've always been good allies, and now it's kind of not so good.
Well, on the
What's
last,
your opinion?
I don't have an opinion on that.
That's
up to Israel, to tell you, or the Secretary General to inform you. But your follow-up question was on the
Whether you're going to confer and whether you know the deadline for these.
Well, the deadline, my understanding is that for the panel of inquiry set up by the Secretary General, they will present a preliminary report in September and a final report next year in February. And for us, our report will be at the next session of the Council. Exactly when, I don't know yet, because it depends on how much time they need to complete their mission.
But But you're not going to confer? I mean, is it all separate?
Well, right now, they are separate tracks. And what happens at the later stage, we'll see after the council has taken up the report of the fact-finding mission.
But for details on the Secretary General panel, I guess you should ask New York now, because it's we're not in a position to give you details on the.
This is, as I said, based on the briefing given by the spokesman of the UN.
Was there no attempt by the Council, the Security Council? Mechanisms involved in the Secretary General's panel to confer with you? Did they discuss with you exactly the details of your approach and the possibilities of your panel providing some kind of information to them?
Well, when I was in the process of establishing the fact-finding mission, I contacted the Office of the Secretary General to inform them of what I was doing. And you know what I perceived as being the scope of work of the mission. So I kept this Office of the Secretary General informed of what I was doing. And we also had coordination through the High Commissioner for Human Rights. She's been, she has made two trips to New York, and she's now in New York. And I believe that, and of course, yesterday I talked with the Office of the Secretary General as well. So this is on the basis of my discussion that these two processes will proceed. There's no duplication, it's separate. So, and I'm sure that I'll be having more consultations with New York later on.
They didn't request any submission documents, any.
Well,
lines of inquiry that you could pursue to save them time.
No, we didn't go into that. I think they know that the mandate is based on the Human Rights Council resolution. I informed them of the persons that I have chosen, you know, and the time frame for the fact finding mission to undertake their tasks.
Well, just last follow up. I mean, do you think there's an inference there that they feel the work of the Human Rights Council's panel is somewhat predetermined by the resolution which called the attack outrageous? Is that a problem for the Secretary General?
Well, the work of the fact, that's the resolution. But for the fact-finding mission, their mandate is very clear. They should not have any preconceived opinion. They look into the violation, if any, of international law. And I wanted to point this out also, because in the course of selecting the people who will be in the mission, we were careful to make sure that these personalities, these individuals, had no preconceived opinion with regard to the incident that took place. Otherwise, it would have compromised the mission from the very beginning. So that was very much in our minds when we undertook the selection process of the members of the mission. Yes, please.
Yes, Alexander, can you go for France Presse? And you say there's no confusion, in between the two missions, no overlapping, but what you think is a little bit confusing for the people.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Yes, it's like for the normal people. And do you think mission can have credibility if Israel is not cooperating?
Yes, that's a valid question. But I think it's important to the credibility of the Council that when something happens that is where we have concern about violation of human rights, the Council takes action, appropriate action. That's the credibility of the Council. Now, if Israel, whether it's going to engage or not, it's up to Israel. But it's my hope that Israel will work in some ways with the fact-finding mission, because The fact-finding mission begins with no preconceived opinion about this incident. And I hope next week, after they trash out this, the Human Rights Council fact-finding mission, trash out how they're going to proceed, they will have an opportunity to meet with you also.
Because Israel rejected the three experts that was designed by the council.
I don't think they have not rejected the three.
They say they would
really
reject it.
Well, I have not. Maybe you have to ask the ambassador whether he has. But I have not.
Do you think now they decided to cooperate with the UN, the Ban Ki-moon mission panel? Do you think it would help to cooperate with your mission?
It's up to Israel, really. This is. I hope that would be the case. Mm-hmm. Or they might want to just cooperate with one track. You know. But it's in their interest so that, you know, the work of our mission and the panel of inquiry can sort of proceed separately, but not at cross-purpose.
For the moment, you didn't have contact with the Israeli after the announcement of the moment?
Not yet.
Frank? And then.
More questions. Did you talk directly with the Secretary-General?
No, I talked with his office, yes. But of course, the key person in his office, because obviously he has, and also through Madam High Commissioner, who's in New York, she's also been in direct contact with the Secretary General and his office as well.
I asked earlier whether the Human Rights Council panel was going to be looking at the context, and I don't think that you addressed that question. Context of what happened?
Well, their focus would be on this specific incident. If you talk about the context in the sense of the broader political situation, I don't think that would be within their mandate. They would be looking at the incident.
And has there been any request from council members to ensure that reports by the Geneva panel is delivered to the council before the interim reports panel published?
We haven't talked about that because this is just a recent development, what's happening in New York. But I think for us is to give the fact-finding mission as much time as possible, so that they can do their work in a very professional way and then report to the session. And they have up until, what is the last day of the session?
1st of October.
1st of October. We're not competing with what is being done in New York. You know, we proceed on the basis of the mandate of the council, the resolution.
Just in the resolution, it says that it has to present its report during the session. So the session will be between 13 September and 1st of October. So if the Secretary General panel issued the report before.
Sure. I was just wondering whether the member states have asked.
No.
That it be.
No. I think we go according to what is in the resolution. And the point is to give them as much time as they need to do their work.
I have some more basic fact questions.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so far. I'm bothered than some writers. Ms. Ambassador, you said it was vital for the council to investigate, for the council's credibility to investigate perceived violations of human rights. I think you've only just taken over your post, but as you've seen, the council has largely focused in any of its concrete actions on one particular country, i.e. Israel, and its allegations against it. There have been many other alleged perceived violations of human rights around the world, involving many, many more casualties, tens of hundreds of times more casualties involved in this incident. Are you going to work hard in your year in the post to ensure that the council launches proper investigation into some of the other
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a paper?
Well, of course, we're a member state council. Actions depends on the decision of the council. But if you ask me, I would say that I would strive to, that I would hope that the council undertakes an even-handed approach when dealing with the situation. So that's, but ultimately, of course, it's a decision of the council. But my personal belief and philosophy is that the council, for its credibility, has to show a certain degree of even-handedness in dealing with situations involving violation of human rights. And this is something that, maybe as an aside, that we will be probably taking up in the context of the review of the Human Rights Council this year. You know, how can we better react to a certain situation in a way that is also not just that we, in a way that we can engage the country concerned more constructively. So we'll be, you know, deliberating on this particular issue, I'm sure, in the context of the review of the Human Rights Council.
No other questions?
Yeah, one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Has Israel set up a bad precedent for itself by accepting the Secretary General's panel? It has adamantly refused all such solicitations in the past. And will it be harder to then
accept
yours?
They can set a good precedent by cooperating with this fact-finding mission.
Could you please pronounce your name?
Call me Sihasak. Don't use my last name.
Okay,
because usually Sihasak. Sihasak. Yeah.
Thank
you. It's according to the spelling, it's much easier.
It's first name.
Yeah, the
it's
first
not
name.
The last name.
Because Nick has been to Thailand, you know, and we usually use our first name even on a formal basis.
So can I just say Mr. Sihasak?
Yes, you can call me Sihasak.
Thank
and just
you.
Like.
Just
Frank,
like
do you want to?
If I may.
Well, this is my assumption because I don't want because they have to work out what they want to do.
They may.
Yes.
They may. That would be a C. I mean, what would they have to?
Yeah, it would be a C.
Well, I think they would have to look at where incidents occurred, you know, and so this is an investigation. Investigation, which is on the ground. I don't want to preempt what they're going to do, but I assume that, you know, this is something that is very much on the ground, and if they don't see the side, maybe they can't really get, you know, what come to conclusion what would happen.
But we will organize a meeting with the members of the fact-finding mission as soon as they know where they are going, how they're going to work.
Yes.
So just give them a few days,
yes.
And after they are in Geneva, we will organize this.
Yes.
And
did
was it always the plan to have three members?
Yes.
The Goldstein panel came together quicker.
No. It took longer, in fact. Mm-mm. Yeah, maybe off the record I can tell you. But not on the record. Not for quotation.
So they're not investigating on the ground, they're investigating on sea, huh?
Well,
well
on the ground.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Did you run the next past the country's concern?
Yes, I didn't give them the right to veto exactly, but I did, you know, as a matter to make sure that they would, just to avoid serious complication, I did have some kind of consultations on the list with them, but it was my call.
And there were no major objections?
So far, you know. Okay, thank you. And maybe before the session, I'd like to have a more thought meeting with you to talk about the session and the review and what's on the agenda. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and sorry again for the short notice.
Well, it's glad as I saw it, which I told you.
Yeah, it was, but I mean, we decided this morning I had to check if the room was available, so it was, you know, a bit tumultuous.
Is it already incorporated?
No, this is just a French session.
And then, you know, these will be inputs that maybe will grow title of but that we don't want to. This is as a basis
I don't know. I haven't seen actually. I think there were a statement in New York, but I don't know if they copy it here.
So, of going directly to resolution.
Former Prime Minister of New Zealand. It's on the UN website, New York UN website. You can find the statement of the Secretary General. But I don't know if they aired Geneva. It was the noon briefing, so it was, I don't know which one of the spokesperson was there, but it was during the noon briefing, not yesterday, the day before, I think, what it was. So I don't know if it was Abi Gaitanis or Farad, but I don't know.
Okay.
Anything that would enable the country to engage, I think we all because we know that, you know, just, you know, these country special session is not, it's very,
yeah, we
wanted
to organize this dinner, but I mean, with this, we will definitely organize a dinner so that we can meet
you. Have you seen this proposal gaining support?
Me too, that's why I'm wishing for it.
Yesterday, the Indonesians invited me, so they were having a story.
But it's not rejected.
No, it's not rejected. That's when we have a crisis.
Come around,
yes.
Come around, again. Give me some free food. Where are they?
Thank you very much.
It was just yesterday or this time?
Oh, it's this time.
Okay.
Mr. Ambassador, please meet you.
All right, I'll give you my card later. But just feel free to call me if there's anything.
Thank you.
Off the record. On the record, not so often. But anyway, it was a nice meeting you.
It's really important for us to be able to speak to people at the council because it's such a complicated body.
Yes, it is.
You know.
Yes, even
we really appreciate it.
Yes, and but then I'll have another session to talk about the session and the review.
Great.
All right.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you. Thanks.
Really?
See you.
How are you?
Swatch, they're doing good.
Yeah.
Swatch.
Some demise.
You know.
It was.
Just be aware of
I'm very tall.
Journeys.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. I was in South Africa. I saw that he died, but he was sitting at his desk.
Really? Oh, you could see from his. That's how
old men go, you know.
He once called me for an interview to announce that he's going to invest in Brazil. publishes 2 days later, he calls and says, I didn't say I was going to invest. I said, wait a second, I have it, it's recorded.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Yeah, it's recorded. You said you can invest and it's over $100 million dollars. And he says, no, that was a way to get the government to talk to me. He must be kidding. He must be kidding.
What did he expect you to do? Just tell the government?
Yeah. He must be kidding. I called his press office and said, you're crazy. He said, well, now, so you're going to issue a denial? You're going to put on the website the recording of his... oh, you're not going to do that? Yes, of course I will. You know, but come on, you screw me.
Yeah.
And then I'm supposed to pay the thing for you. You're having a fantastic idea. Well, let's pressure the government by saying something. And then we publish this something. And now it's not true. It's just that you're going around.
Mm.
So we published the story of the story, you know, and they got furious. They got furious. Of course we're going to publish the story of the story.